I thought it was interesting when you were talking to Ben earlier, you mentioned you read music more often than you read books.
Sure. Yeah. First of all, the books I read are pretty dry history books. You know, I kind of like history, but I haven't, I rarely do I read, you know, I've got a pretty vivid imagination, and a lot of times just fiction kind of bores me, honestly. Right.
Okay.
And not saying I don't like some of it, but I just, when I sit down to read something, I prefer it to be music. It just excites me more. It really involves me a lot more than just sitting there with my eyes going back and forth. And it's I find it more rewarding just for me. I can get as much out of reading a piece of music, just the challenge of being just to try to understand the piece of music without the guitar, let's say on an airplane, just as much as somebody would get out of reading a book. So I like doing that.
What do you, I mean, I know you talked about this a little bit before, but I think it's such an interesting concept, especially for people that are just coming into music and it seems so abstract still. What does that mean? I mean, are you hearing things? Are you getting a story out of it? Is it almost an analytical pleasure that you get from understanding what's going on in the music?
Yeah, not so much an analytical pleasure. I challenge myself to see if I can figure out what the piece is about. Mm-hmm. And yes, I can hear it in my head. And I'll conduct it. I mean, literally sit there kind of conducting through it. Maybe sing a note or two. But I can hear it in my head. And the challenge then, if I don't have the guitar, if I'm just reading, then I have to really focus in a different way slightly and try to come up with something that what's it going to mean on the guitar when I get the guitar in my hands. If I already have the guitar in my hands and I'm reading, of course the process is a little different. It's much more direct. But I guess, and I'm reading between the lines like you would in a book. You know, you're reading the plot and you're reading the characters show up. That all that's in the music. But yeah, I mean, it is a little maybe confusing to somebody who doesn't understand music as information yet, you know. But music is information, but also as a means of communication. So you can take that information and make it into something in your head.